in the presence of our Lord. You would turn with me or look with me to Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning with the 15th verse. We're going to read all the way to the 20th verse. Our subject this morning is covenantal decision. See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I've commanded you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. This is the word of the Lord. We are standing again on the boundaries of what we've called COVID, and the days and weeks ahead we'll be standing and entering into new territory. I heard something this week that I know that we are all dealing with, and that is COVID exhaustion. Just being exhausted with the fact that now we have to learn new mores and new ways of being. But I want to tell you this morning that our future is, in fact, bright. Our lives are in the hands of the Lord, and the Lord has been faithful up to this point. God has provided for us food, shelter, and love. God has been good to us. And our text points out that Israel has been blessed through God's provision. God has brought them this far and wants Israel to look to their future through the prism of his presence and see God through the faith that he has given them. While Israel is on the boundaries of a different life, and so are we, God challenges his people to re-examine their commitment to the revealed word of God, both Old and New Testaments. Israel is being called to be not like anyone else. God doesn't want them like the other nations. He wants them to live according to his revealed word. Instead, God appears to be shoring up Israel's journey, getting them ready for tomorrow. Let's take a look at the renewal of God's commitment that we're called to make in the decisions of daily living. First, don't submit your faith to the despair of the moment. Don't submit your faith to the despair of the moment. The scripture reads, and our verse reads this morning, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity." And those kinds of things bring about a real despair. We know life, death, and adversity is in front of us, but we so often forget that there's life and prosperity in front of death and adversity. Despair of the future is a social disease. We will have moments of despair as we navigate through the uncharted waters for the years ahead of us. Despair, when it comes, must be fought by every bit of faith you can muster. Would you put your hand here with me on your chest if you want to, only if you choose to? The faith is in your heart. Live by that faith in this moment. Thank you so much. Despair is not your friend. Choose not to live in despair. Despair is the kind of social disease which detracts from the joy set in front of you, meaning the future of your day, the future of your tomorrow if God gives it to you, and the future of your week if God provides it. Despair is death and adversity taking hold of the steering wheel and driving you into further darkness. Choose life. Choose prosperity. Choose living. It's up to us. God has set before us life and death. So, choose it today. Secondly, in the worst of times, remember that God's love buoys you through whatever you're going through. You ever see one of those buoys as you're going out of any port? Those are mile markers from what I can remember when I was in the Navy. Those are mile markers to see how far you were from the shore as well as how much longer it would take you to get to shore. Well, remember, God's word is our buoy. We may be in the middle of all kinds of turmoil, storms, but God is our buoy. The scripture reads this, our text reads, if you obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, that I'm commanding you today, by loving the Lord, your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess it. If we love God, people of God, we're going to keep his commandments. They may be tough. It may be tough to love somebody you can't stand. Trust me. I'm telling you, it's hard. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. This is a rhetorical question. If it's been hard for you to love somebody you can't stand, raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I'm going to raise mine. Because it's hard to love somebody that gets on your nerves. But do it anyway because God's commandment requires it. Our life is found in doing the will of God because he sends us out into the world to finish his work. Our lives belong to God. Every day is a new day. You know what? Before COVID came, you were supposed to live every day anyway, right? If you got a day, live it. Because one day, we're going to die. One day, we're going to die. You might as well live. You might as well live, right? Right? So live. Our life is found in doing his will. Our life is found in loving each other. Our life is found in being kind to those who may not be kind to us. Our life is found in our families. We delight, as David said, to do your will, O God, because your law is in our hearts. And so walk in God's ways. Walk in God's ways. And finally, choose life. Now, this is a personality or a personal choice, but it is a corporate witness. We choose to choose life, not based on our personal growth, but based on our growth in Christ together. I can't choose it without your choice also. I know that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. When you choose it, I'm your brother. So when you choose it, it gets on your brother. And your brother's choice gets on your sister. And it keeps on rolling and flowing and rolling and flowing. That means I've got not just my choice, the strength of my choice, I've got the strength of all of your choices. Choose life. Look at what the scripture says. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you set before us life and death, blessings and cursings. Let me calm down. I'm excited. I'm excited. Choose life so that you and your descendants, God, that right there, so that you and your descendants, because I can hear my wife now, you got too excited today. So choose life, choose obeying him, Choose to hold fast to him. Choose like the God of Jacob, of Isaac, of Abraham, of Mary, of Mary Magdalene. Choose life. Ultimate blessing is linked to our choosing to obey God and not to obey death and despair. Life is equated to length of days. Long life is grounded in God's word. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which comes from God. God is the author of life and the author of our decisions to live for God, even though we're in despairing times. This guy is really great. The more I read about him, basketball coach John Wooden said the following: do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. We can't change the COVID crisis, but you best be sure enough we can say, I choose life today. Would you say that with me? I choose life. Oh, one more time with some gusto. Come on, get it from your gut. Make believe that the Steelers are winning, all right? All right, choose life. Choosing covenantal life and love and blessing is choosing the correct path. In the worst of times, our faith shines forth. We as his people love God's word. We love each other, and that love will buoy us through the world. Choosing life is choosing not to despair and life and darkness, but choosing God's blessings and his love. Choosing life is choosing to decide for God. Choose life. Let's pray. Oh God, it's been so wonderful today to be with you. But we're not with you unless we're with your people also at one point in the week. So I'm grateful that even though you're with us individually, there's something so powerful and so anointed about being together to worship you, to love you, to glorify you, and to uplift one another. Help us to make the covenantal decision to choose life today, to choose life tomorrow, and when despair meets us, and it will, and when despair sits next to us, and it will, and when despair climbs on our backs, and it will, help us to shake it and choose life, choose to live, choose to love, and live in your blessings. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer, and God's people said, amen.